This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. January is a time of renewal. As the year changes on the calendar, we often look ahead and resolve to make new and better choices. But if you're like me, all too often those New Year's resolutions quickly fall away. For example, I've resolved to stay away from steak for the first quarter of the year, and yet I have an appointment this Friday night with a 16-ounce ribeye. And it's only January. For me, the resolutions that seem to stick are the ones that are a little less self-serving. That can make a difference to others. And that's going to be the focus of our conversation today. My guest is Mackenzie Maxwell, and Mackenzie is an environmental educator at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. And as some of the year's resolutions fall away, we're here to learn about some potential new resolutions that will make us a more sustainable individual, household, and community. Mackenzie, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning.
And I assume you do not have my penchant for steak.
No, I'm actually a vegetarian, so.
that was my guess right off the bat. But there are things that we together, as a community, we can make individual choices, no matter what we eat, that can really make a difference. And perhaps along those lines, a good place to start is in talking about food waste and how each one of us can make a difference and then how we can share that beyond our own households.
Yeah, and so one of the ways that you can, you know, a new resolution is try to reduce the amount of food waste you have. I think a lot about a waste because I do tour sometimes the compost center in the city of Ann Arbor, and if you live in the city, you have that curbside compost bin. And so if you can recycle or, you know, put that food waste in your compost bin, I think that it makes up about 21% of our food waste.
That's unbelievable.
Waste.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And there's a lot of good uses for that food, and finding a way to reuse it is an amazing way to go about it. What about limiting our consumerism, both on the food front, but in all other aspects of our lives?
Yeah, and so one of the other resolutions that I kind of think about is trying to reduce the amount of stuff you buy. And if you do need to buy new stuff, you can buy stuff that's just new to you. We have a lot of options.
Like new to you.
Yeah, new to you. Yeah. We have a lot of different options. You know, if you need a new couch, you can go to the reuse center. Or if you need a new big ticket item, you can try to borrow it from someone else because, you know, you might not use that vacuum or that saw or something like that more than four times a year. So trying to buy or borrow from other people instead of buying is another way to kind of reduce your impact on the environment, because it thinks about the whole system. You don't have to create a new thing, and then you also don't have to throw anything out when you're done with it.
So you're kind of talking about a progressive way of thinking, and as an American economy, we are almost entirely based on consumerism. So you're kind of discussing going against the grain, the antithesis of that.
Yeah, it's just changing the way we think about how we buy things. And so it's creating more of a less wasteful society in the way we do things.
And it doesn't mean that we have to have less consumerism. It would just be a change in what we consume.
Yeah.
And how we consume it.
Yeah, I mean, I love new stuff. I like new-to-me stuff, though. So I might go to Value World instead of going to the mall.
Exactly right. And the Reuse Center, of course, is one of those tremendous opportunities. And we're seeing it in all aspects of our economy, from wood making, furniture making, everything, this reused wood. It's just an amazing trend in what we're seeing on the environmental front. Now, we talked about a little food waste. What about sharing among neighbors and creating a different social kind of economy?
Yeah, and so, you know, when we're thinking about the food waste, we're thinking about, you know, if you make too much stuff, maybe you can give it to your neighbor or something like that, and then you don't have to worry about making those extra cookies or having to eat them all or having to throw them out or put them in your compost bin if you have one. But you can share with them. You can share your food. Or, you know, like I said before, using those big ticket items, you know, borrowing something. There's this really cool podcast that I listen to called The Story of Stuff, and it talks about how anytime you need to buy something new, ask three people if they have it first, if you can borrow it from them. So maybe you want to go cross-country skiing, but you don't want to buy new skis, so maybe you could borrow it from someone else or something like that.
And again, when we talk about a social economy, now what we've done is we've gone beyond the actual item itself and the product, and what we've done is create a connection. And that connection can spread from you to me, and then I know who has a particular item. I'll spread that to someone else, and perhaps we create this sense of community that in our electronic kind of world doesn't really exist as much today.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to people, even if it's just like, hey, do you want a cookie? Or, hey, can I borrow this vacuum?
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking environmentally sound resolutions for the new year, and we're talking over our options with Mackenzie Maxwell. Mackenzie is an environmental educator at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center, and one of the easiest and least expensive things to do is simple energy efficiencies.
Yeah, and so, you know, changing out your light bulb to reduce the amount, or maybe shutting off the lights when you're not in the room, maybe not leaving the TV on for your pet when you leave the house.
Now, we do insist you leave the radio on for your pet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with all this great jazz, you can't really go wrong. And, you know, especially thinking about the winter and thinking about it being chilly, you know, turning your thermostat to 68 if you can when you're awake and moving around.
Nothing
64.
Wrong with creating your own cuddle alert.
Right? Yeah, just get some extra blankets. And, yeah, it's a good way to reduce.
And once you walk out the door, there are ways to be energy efficient as well that can truly make an impact on the health of our environment.
That's true, yeah. And so alternative transportation is amazing. It's a little bit harder to think about maybe walking and biking when the roads are out like this. But, you know, you can take the bus. If you even, you know, choose one out of four trips that you normally take, you can take the bus. We have a wonderful bus system in the city and in the surrounding area. So you can take that instead. And if you do have to drive your car, planning your trip so you're not driving out to the store every single day to get one thing, just reducing your single-use car by biking or walking or busing.
I'm going to take this a little personal for just a moment. We've talked about some relatively simple, inexpensive ways to make behavioral changes that can really make a difference in our households and out in our community. If you look at your life maybe 5-8 years ago and compare it to where you are today and the choices you're making today, would you say you've become a more sustainable individual?
Yeah, I would. I've taken a lot of those different personal challenges every year, and, you know, some aren't perfect for your lifestyle. So if you can't, you know, if you can't bus everywhere, that's okay. You know, you do what choices work for your life and then try to make it part of your life when you can. So.
And in making those changes, have you found that you've suffered at all, or do you feel as though you've benefited?
I think I've benefited. I feel pretty happy about it, so.
And there you go. There's the best argument for following through on a resolution that can make a difference, right?
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it. We wish you a happy and a healthy 2015, and perhaps we'll get to do this again next year.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
That is Mackenzie Maxwell. She is an environmental educator at the Ecology Center. I'm David Fair. You've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and is heard as part of Morning Edition each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.